感谢神，我们在这个主日清晨，我们再来思想神的话语。
Thank God, this Sunday morning we continue to study the Word of God.
我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文。如果你身体不太舒服的话，也可以坐着哈。
Let's stand up. Let's read the Word of God. But if you are physical, incapable, you can sit there.
好，我们看到屏幕的经文，我们一起来读罗马书的第二章，我们从第一节读到第五节。
Let's read Romans chapter 2, verse 1 to 5.
罗马书二章一节起，你这论断人的，无论你是谁，也无可推诿。你在什么事上论断人，就在什么事上定自己的罪。以你这论断人的，自己所行的却和别人一样。我们知道这样行的人，神必照真理审判他。你这人呐，你论断行这样事的人，自己所行的却和别人一样。你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢？你竟认着你刚硬不悔改的心，为自己积蓄愤怒，以致神震怒，使他公义审判的日子来到。好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, give us your word.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光，照亮我们，不让我们行在黑暗当中。
Your word is a lamp upon feet, light upon paths, lead us so that we are not falling in the darkness.
愿上帝也保守我们一直行在神真理的光中。
May God keep us so we all walk in the truth of God.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a great name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.
我们今天呢，还是继续来思想罗马书。
Today we continue to study the book of Romans.
我们看到呢，在我们上几次、前几次的思想当中，我们看到罗马书第一章指出世人的罪。
Several Sunday messages we had before, we talk about the chapter one of Romans, and we point out the sin of mankind.
圣灵感动使徒保罗指出世人罪的根源。
And Holy Spirit, inspired by Paul, and point out the source of the human sin.
就是人明知道有神，但是却不把神当神。
And basically, is people know there is God, but they do not treat God as God.
然后接下来就是神任凭人。
And then God let people.
然后呢，人各样的罪就出现。
And because God let people. Do according to their flesh, lust of flesh, so it comes all kind of things.
如果我们还有印象的话呢，我们会看见在罗马书一章呢，就是说他们怎么样啊？他们明知道有神，却不把神当神荣耀他，不也不感谢他。
And if you still remember some of the word in the chapter one, you can say always they know God but do not know God. They do this, do that.
但我们今天一到罗马书第二章，你看，哎，这就不再说他了，是说谁？你。
And then, in the come to chapter two, today we just read, it's not they anymore, it's you.
你这论断人的，无论你是谁，也无可推诿啊。
And so you judge the person, no matter what you do, you don't have excuse.
他说，你也是罪人呐、啊！你怎么认为你可以逃脱神的审判呢
？And basically, the author is saying you are the sinner. How would you think you will escape the judgment of God?
他说，你如果还不悔改，你面对也是上帝愤怒的审判呐、
啊。And if you do not repent, then you still face the same wrath of God judgment.
哎，就是第一章是他们，哎，一下子就变你。
And so we think of the first chapter is they, and the second chapter switch to you.
我打个比喻啊，让大家可以明白为什么会是这个样子。
And I will just try to make something that you can understand why this switch.
就好像 我是使徒保罗在这里说，哎呀，他们这些罪人啊，如何如何。
And let me just think about it, I'm a Paul, and I say, okay, those sinners, they were.
然后 Abraham 弟兄就站在我旁边。
And then, Abraham stood me.
Abraham 就，
And then I was Abraham say, yeah, you're right.
哎，他正在说，哎呀，你看他说的对，你看他们这些罪人呐。
And I'm saying, hey, all those sinners.
然后我一下面对他，我说，你这怎么样？你这论坛人呢？
And then he turned to me and said, hey, you are the one.
你也是罪人呐。
And you are the sinner.
你如果刚硬的心不悔改，你也逃避不了地狱的火呀。
If your hardness of heart do not repent, then you cannot escape the fire of the hell.
大家明白吗？
And so that's what the scenario is.
所以呢，当保罗说世人罪的时候呢，那些犹太人呐、啊、就说：“你看，这都是那些不认识神的外邦人的罪。”哎呀，保罗说的对，保罗说的对，这些不认识神的外邦人呐、啊，哎呀，都是大罪人。
So basically, the scenario is when Paul in chapter 1 point out the Gentiles, all the sins, and the Jews, Israelites, basically stand there and say, "Yeah, you're right. Those Gentiles are pretty much, like this."
其实保罗说他们的时候是包括所有人、啊、并没有只是说犹太民族之外的人、啊、保罗是说世人他们都是这样。
And when Paul said they, Paul actually included everybody, including Israelites.
但是使徒保罗他自己就是犹太人、啊、他自己就发现当然非常清楚犹太人心里怎么想，所以他马上又来定犹太人的罪。
So, but one thing, Paul himself is an Israelite, he's a Jew. So it's very clear about when he says this day by day, how Jew is thinking in their heart. So he turned around to convince Jew about they are also the sinner.
啊，他说就是你们这些论断别人的人呐、啊，就是指的那些犹太人去定外邦人的罪，就是你们这些人，你们也是犯同样的罪啊。
So this you here, Paul referred to, is referred to the Jews, the sin used to condemn, convict the Gentiles' sin, and they basically say the same thing.
其实，甚至你们的这个罪是更加的可怕，更加的邪恶，因为你们藐视上帝的恩典了。
And they make a step further. Actually, your sin would be even serious because you basically neglect the grace of God.
上帝对罪人的宽容忍耐，你们完全都藐视他，不看重。
And God's tolerance, God's patience to the sinners, you completely despised. You completely overlooked, didn't look into it.
然后结果，你们这些论断别人的这些人。你们其实是面对上帝可怕的震怒。
And then his conclusion is that those you despise the grace of God, you judge other people, but you face the wrath of God.
其实犹太人这种血统、种族上的这种优越论是非常荒谬的。
And actually, the Jews, Israelites, has this superiority due to the genealogy or the blood is very absurd.
那么使徒约翰曾经用非常严厉的话来讽刺或者是来责备犹太人这种种族上的这种血统上的这种优越感。
And But John the Baptist actually used to use a very serious word to condemn the Israelites this type of feeling of superiority because of their genealogy, because of their blood.
大家看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读哈。
We can look at the screen, scripture on the screen. We can read it together.
马太福音的三章七到十节，七节起。约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗，就对他们说：毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。现在斧子已经放在树根上了，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。就是 使徒约翰他就指责那些犹太人或者说以色列人，他们仗着我们是亚伯拉罕血统上或者是这种血统上的后裔啊，所以我们就可以得救。
And John Baptist basically points to Jews said their concept of the superiority of that because they are genealogy, they're chosen people, so they are automatically saved.
结果使徒约翰就告诉他们说，你们简直是这种想法太荒谬了，就是说你们如果不认罪悔改啊，你们还不如那个石头里蹦出来的人。
But John the Baptist basically said, you guys' thoughts is absurd. If you do not repent, you are not even better than the person born of the stone.
其实司洗约翰对犹太人讲的这些话，或者说犹太人的代表讲的这些话，其实跟使徒保罗去责备那些论断别人的那些以色列人、犹太人，其实就是一个意思，就是你若不认罪悔改，那一样是甚至是更可怕上帝愤怒的审判。
So we can here see the John the Baptist speak to the Jews at that time is the same way that Paul here speak to the Jews about the same thing. Basically, if you don't repent, you will face the loss of a God judgment.
我们看一个小视频啊，我们把前面灯可以关一下。
Let's look at one video clip.
很小啊，是要点一下吗？还是
sort of use the leverage that you can use.
You know, if I ever had to use it, I'd use it. But when there's no reason to use it, that's good too.
Well, we did just arrest 3 or 4 Chinese nationals who tried to bring a pathogen into the country that gets people sick and destroys food supply. We've got happy.
You don't know where that came from. I mean, did that come from the country, or is that 2 wackos that happened to carry something? You know, you just don't.
Well, there was one that he signed that he would be, one of them signed a paper saying that he would value Mao Zedong's value system. So there was that. And then they hacked, didn't they hack into our telecom system? They've been stealing intellectual property. They fentanyl, COVID, I mean, you know, all of this stuff. So how do you negotiate with, obviously, a bad actor and trust that one economics?
You don't think we do that to them? We do.
So
we do a lot of things.
That's the way the world works?
That's the way the world works. It's a nasty world.
简单说一下，我不知道有多少人在电视上看到这个访谈啊。
访
电新闻哈。
And this and the video television see this interview.
那个采访川普总统呢，就说呀，那些人呐、那是坏人，那是罪人呐、你怎么对这些人还跟他们去打交道呢？
Basically, the interview told the president is that those people are just bad people. Why still deal with them?
川普总统刚才说、我们也做这些事情啊。
And the president just said, you don't think we don't do this? We do this too.
这就是一个肮脏的世界。
And it's the nasty world.
这不就是我们所看到的罗马书所说的吗？
Is that kind of similar the things we're seeing in describing the Romans?
那个时候那些犹太人就说、那些外邦人他们都是罪人啊，他们都是邪恶的。
And at that time, the Israelites think, oh, those Gentiles are wicked and sinners.
那使徒保罗说，你不也是罪人吗？
And Paul said, oh, you're the same thing.
你不也做同样的事情吗？
We do the same thing.
这就是一个肮脏的世界，就是肮脏的世界上充满了肮脏的罪人啊。
This is the dirty world, and the dirty world filled with the sinners.
川普总统，他有很多的说法我也不太能够完全的理解或者认同。
And of course President has a lot of saying I don't comprehend it and may not be agree.
但是川普总统他的这个表达我就无法否认。
And but I cannot deny what President said in here.
这就是一个肮脏的世界。
It is a nasty world.
你不要总看到别人脏你也脏。
Don't look at other people are dirty and you're too.
只有看到这一点才有可能悔改。
And only we see this, then we can repent.
其实创世录所描述的这么一个肮脏的世界就是圣经，就是罗马书告诉我们的世界，世人就是这样。
And what the friend Chum said, this nasty world or dirty world or dirty people, that's what essentially Romans described.
今天这个世界上很多很多人都像这个采访川普总统的记者一样，都是指着别人的罪。
And today, so many people in the world, it's just like the interviewer in this clip said, there's other people doing this bad thing.
我以前还听到一句话，还有人说，哎呀，就是他们 go low, we go high.
And sometimes they will see they go low, we go high.
我说谁 low 谁 high 啊？
And I was thinking sometimes who is low, who is high.
都是罪人啊。
And all sinned.
你看别人 low, 你很 high 吗？
You see other people low, do you think you are very high?
所以奥秘来看圣经，还是回到圣经。
So let's return back to the Bible and see what the Bible said.
我们一起来看罗马书的三章十到十二节，看到了一起来读。
Let's read together Romans chapter 3, verse 10 to 12.
罗马书三章十节起，就如经上所记，没有义人，连一个也没有。没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。今天很多很多人啊，都说自己是基督徒。
And then, today so many people call themselves Christian.
那如果这些人都是只看到别人脏，看不到自己脏，那他们还没有真正的来读神的话。
If our Christian only see other people's dirty but never see ourselves, then we really didn't read the word of God.
当他总是在论断别人或者定别人罪的时候，圣经的话提醒他，你也是罪人。
We always judge other people and convince all the people there in the Bible remind us we are the sinner too.
好，那我们就来看圣经中的例子。
Let's look at the example in the Bible.
我们在前几次的主日信息当中呢，我们都看到浪子的比喻。
And we have been talking about this parable that Jesus gave for the previous Sundays. We talk about this Jesus parable of a prodigal son.
好，那么我今天还是来看浪子的比喻。那么我们就看这个比喻的后半部分，就讲到这个浪子的哥哥，就是这个大儿子。
And I want to go back to this parable, but I want to look at the second half of this parable and talk about this, the brother of this prodigal son.
大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家来读一下啊。
And we can just look on the screen, I read for you.
路加福音的十五章二十五到三十二节，那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，就叫过一个仆人来，问是什么事。仆人说：“你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。”大儿子却生气，不肯进去。他父亲就出来劝他，他对父亲说。我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命。你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说：“儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。”这就是浪子。他认罪悔改回家之后，结果他的哥哥是非常不开心。
And this is the story of the prodigal son, the repenting to come back to home, and the reaction of his brother.
那这个哥哥肯定看自己是好人呐，看弟弟是坏人呐。
Obviously, this brother definitely think himself is a good person, and his younger brother is bad.
好人。啥也没得到，这个坏人却得到这个丰盛的宴席。
I'm so good, but I didn't get anything. But the bad guy got all those feast.
他非常的生气。
He's very mad.
我很喜欢的一个华人牧师啊，苏引志啊，牧师他曾经讲过一句话，他传福音几十年，做传道人几十年，他发现有一种人是最难最难信耶稣的。
And one of my favorite pastors, Pastor Su, and once time he said that he preached the gospel for so many years, and he found that one group of people is the most difficult to accept Christ.
他说就是好人很难信耶稣。
And he said that this group of people is a good people.
他当然这个好人是加引号了，就是自己觉得自己是好人的人很难信耶稣。
Of course, when he said the good people is was quote unquote. and person that he or she feels himself a good people is hard to come to Christ.
这个哥哥显然就是这样，他绝对认为自己是好人呐。
And we here see this elder brother definitely think about this way. He thinks he's a good person.
我应该得到宴席啊，我应该得到宴席的。
I am the person deserve this feast.
啊，所以呢，当我们来思想这个浪子的这个比喻，思想这个浪子的时候，我们知道，浪子堕落的开始就是他认为自己配，他配得到父亲的家产，他就开始堕落了。
And from this whole parable we already talked about when this younger son is falling, it starts with he thinks he's worthy. He's worthy of his father's property.
啊，结果浪子他的这个悔改重生的开始是从什么开始呢？就是他认为我不配，我不配。
And we also said that the time starts with that the younger son.Repenting, it started with I'm not worthy.
我根本不配称为我父亲的儿子。
I'm not worthy to be my father's son.
当他这样看自己的时候，哎，结果他有一个认罪悔改重生的生命活出来。
And with his thoughts, then he has the action and the life of repentance and a new life.
所以这个哥哥他一直就认为我才配，我才应该。
But this elder brother basically think.Always think I'm worthy. I'm a should deserve.
啊，让我们刚才今天一开始读的罗马书的经文，就说论断别人的人，这个哥哥显然是在论断他弟弟哈。
And if we think about it, in the beginning of the scripture, we talk about who judges the others, and we can see the elder brother basically is judging his younger brother.
结果圣经就是说，你论断别人的人，你也不是做一样的事情吗？
And but the Bible said you judge others, but you're doing the same thing.
好，那我们就看这个哥哥真正被哪一句话所激怒了。
And let's look at which situation would actually make this elder brother really angry.
简单的就是说呢，这个肥牛犊三个字把这个哥哥激怒了。
And basically is the fat calf，
是不是？肥牛犊三个字真把哥哥激怒了。
And I think this the fat calf this really made him angry。
啊，如果说父亲没有宰杀肥牛犊，哥哥还没有那么大气。
And maybe the father didn't cut this calf。
结果。父亲居然宰了肥牛犊，这个哥哥就很生气了。
And the father killed the calf, and the brother is angry.
这说明这个哥哥心中最重要的是什么
？So that express what's important in the brother's elder brother's heart.
肥牛犊，对不对
？It's that's the calf.
那跟那个浪子弟弟，就是从前的那个浪子弟弟，心里。最爱的东西是一样的，都是父亲的家产呢、啊，都是财富啊，一样的。
So basically, what he focused is the same as the younger brother before he went out, because they all care about his father's wealth.
啊，他说他弟弟是贪婪的罪人，他也是贪婪的。
And he talk about his brother is greedy, but he's greedy too.
所以呢，罗马书告诉我们，你论断人的人呐、啊，其实你自己跟别人是一样的。
So Book of Romans tells us if you judge, you are the same as you judged.
啊，那我们再看，那这个哥哥描述他的弟弟啊，就是你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业。
And he describes this brother, the younger brother describes the elder brother describes the younger brother said, this son of yours actually has devoured all your wealth.
啊，对，英文圣经，那么中文圣经是这样来表达。那么其实圣经从来没有非常具体的说浪子到底怎么把钱浪费了。
And actually, the Bible didn't really detailed describe how this younger son devoured all his father's property wealth with harlot.
啊，其实整个故事的重点是人应该怎样的悔改，而不是人要怎样犯罪。
Because this whole parable, the focus is how a person should repent, not how the person should commit the sin.
啊，我有时候我会看到，有时候我们在教会弟兄姊妹听到别人的这个信主的见证。
And sometimes we hear people to give the testimony how they come to Christ.
啊，听到别人以前不信主的时候，他是怎么犯罪，怎么大罪人，哎呀，听得津津有味。
And sometimes we hear those testimony. We hear people before they become a Christian how he is a sinner and commit a sin. We are more interested.
后来这个做见证的弟兄或者姐妹，他说：“哎呀，后来我认罪悔改，信耶稣。”下面哦，好了，而且下一个。
And then in the end, I repent and I come to Christ. And then people say, "Okay, next one."
那这个其实很有意思，就是你说这个哥哥他心里装的是什么呢？哎，他。想象出来有一个娼妓，那圣经没说啊。
And the elder brother actually imagined, Bible didn't say that, so Bible actually, the elder brother imagined that how he devoured his father's wealth with a prostitute, but Bible really didn't say that.
没有任何人告诉他。
And no one actually told him.
纯粹就是他的想象。所以我们看到，他虽然人在这里，心在哪里？心在想：哎呀，我的弟弟在外面过什么样的生活？哎呀呀呀，越想越气，越想越气。人在这里。
So basically, he made it up. Basically, so while he was in the father's house, but he's thinking about how his younger brother used to live a life and what kind of life is getting mad and mad and angry and angry.
所以我们看他心里装的是什么？第一，贪婪。
So you can see his heart, his heart first thought, it is filled with a greedy.
第二，就是各种污秽的东西，各种肮脏污秽的东西在他心里。
And also filled with also those dirty, filthy things.
然后呢，我们特别注意啊，这个哥哥对他父亲啊，从来没叫过父亲，只是叫你。
And if we...From this parable, we notice this elder brother actually never calls father father. It's just you.
我们看那个浪子从来叫父亲还是叫父亲。
And if we look at the younger son, the prodigal son actually calls father father.
啊，所以你会看见啊，浪子是贪婪，是败坏啊，是堕落，是各种肮脏，但是他始终称自己的父还是父。
Even though that young, the younger brother, the prodigal son, is falling and is corrupted in the beginning, it's very corrupted and fall, but he still calls father father.
啊，他虽然说啊，我不配当儿子，但是哎，他还是这是我的父。
And when he repented, he said, "Even I'm not worthy of your son, but I still call your father."
但这个骄傲，这个自义，这个去定罪弟弟的哥哥。不把他父亲当父亲的。
But if we look at this arrogant and self-righteous elder son, and he condemns his younger brother, but he never calls the father father.
他这个我们这个中文圣经呢，就是有一个很强烈的语气词，我们把它省略了。就是强烈的语气词，就是你看看你干了些什么，就这个意思。看看你在干什么。
And actually, in the Chinese translation, actually, this is one very strong feeling word is kind of cannot be expressed. And basically, when he said to his father, he's very strong feeling said, "Hey, see what you're doing."
他这个话是对他父亲讲的。你看看你在干什么？是这样的。
And that's what he spoken to his father, say, "See what you're doing."
他心中是多么轻看他的父亲，多么。恨他的父亲，多么藐视他的父亲！你看看你在干什么
？So basically, his heart is so despise his father, so look down his father.
所以主耶稣说，这个善人从他心里所存的善就发出善，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶，因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
So Jesus is a good person would be find good from his good in his heart, but wicked will bring the wicked stuff because his heart is wicked. So Jesus basically said, whatever feel in your heart and you were spoken.
So 所以这个哥哥是真从心里没把父亲当父亲，所以他就叫不出爸这个字。
So this brother, elder brother, basically it's not treat his father as a father, so he never called him.
那个浪子再怎么样，他还是叫爸。
And the prodigal son, no matter which stage in his life, he still called the father as father.
其实这个哥哥在这里是定罪两个人，对不对？一个是定罪弟弟，第二个定罪谁？
So we can see, actually, the elder brother here is condemned two people. One, of course, the younger brother. What's the other one?
父亲，对不对
？It's the father.
啊，那么我们看亚当在伊甸园里面堕落，那么神来找他，结果亚当就定罪他的妻子。
And in the same manner, if you think about Adam when he's in the garden, when he fell, and God finds him.And he condemns his wife first.
啊，接下来呢，他定罪上帝。
And he condemns God.
啊，这段经文在屏幕上面，大家可以看一下哈。
And we can look at the screen that the scripture record that event in the garden.
很多的时候，当我们论断别人，或者就是说定罪别人的时候，其实我们是对上帝不满的。
And just remember, when many times we condemn other people, we judge other people, we are actually also express our dissatisfaction with God.
哥哥定罪弟弟的时候，其实他是对父亲不满。
And when the elder brother condemns the younger brother because he expresses dissatisfaction with his father.
但这个哥哥确实是太悖逆了，他连他父亲都定罪，都责备啊。
And here it's not only the dissatisfaction, but is literally condemned. It's so rebellious.
他为什么如此刚硬呢？这就是这个苏引宗牧师说的，这个好人呐、啊，最难信耶稣，自以为好的好人。
And why is it so hardened in his heart? It's just like the Pastor Su said that good people.Is hard to come to Christ.
说定罪上帝这件事情，在人类历史上还真发生过。
And when we talk about condemn God, it happened in human history.
啊，或者来审判上帝。
Or judge God.
啊，当然我不是指的把耶稣钉在十字架上啊，我是指就是近代发生的事情。
Of course, I'm not talking about Jesus Christ nailed on cross. I'm talking about things happened in the recent.
啊，那么呢，在二战期间呢，就是被德国纳粹关在这个奥斯集中营里面的犹太人。
And Jews was being put in the concentration camp.
啊，然后这些犹太人呢，他们在这个集中营里，他们就是组成了一个法庭，他们审判谁？审判上帝。
And it was those Jews when they were in the concentration camp.They organize a court, and this court, who they condemn, they condemn God.
这是真实的事情。
And that's the true story.
2008年，英国 BBC 拍了个纪录片，就是讲这件事情。
And 2008, and BBC actually made a documentary film that's talk about the event.
后来我看了这个，我就觉得奇怪。我说这些犹太人在监牢里面组成一个法庭审判上帝，他怎么不审判希特勒啊
？And I was just look at this documentary, I would just feel furious. And those Jews in the concentration camp, they organized a court, they condemned God, but why didn't condemn Hitler? Judge God, but they didn't judge Hitler.
是希特勒把他们放到这里来的呀？希特勒残害他们呢
？Because it is Hitler to persecute them.
但他们却定罪上帝。
But they condemn God.
其实是。人一直在定罪别人，在定罪别人，更是悖逆邪恶到一个地步，去定罪神。
So human being condemn other people, condemn other people, and even time to the degree we condemn God.
啊，其实这种人是更可怕的罪人。
And so those are the even worse sinner.
啊，所以这就是我们今天一开始所读的罗马书啊所。看到的这些论断别人的人
，and that's what we read today from the Romans that those who judge the others.
啊，无论你是从种族优越感，无论你是从道德优越感，无论你是各种原因，你如果是这样的人，你是非常非常危险了。
no matter what kind of people, if you think you're superior due to culture, due to the genealogy, due to your race, and you are people like this,
赶紧认罪悔改。
And just quickly come to repentance.
不要为自己积蓄上帝的愤怒。
And like the Bible said in this verse 5, to try to do not accumulate the wrath of God for yourself.
我们那个浪子的比喻，耶稣说的那个浪子的比喻，最后其实是对于哥哥来说，他的故事还没有结束，但是这个比喻结束了。
And to the prodigal son, that parable, in the end, actually the story for the elder brothers is not ending yet. Even the parable is ended there.
那个浪子那个美好的一个结局，回到父亲家里跟父亲和好了，有盛宴啊，浪子。
The prodigal son actually is kind of is a beautiful conclusion because he repented and then reconciled with his father, has a big feast.
但是那个哥哥呢，一直到这个比喻讲完，他都没有认罪悔改。
But the elder brother, even to the end of this parable, he is not repentant yet.
他到底有没有跟父亲和好？到底有没有去到这个宴席当中？不知道。
And whether he reconciled with his father and went to the feast with his brother, we don't know.
圣经为什么不把这个交代清楚呢？
Why Jesus' parable didn't make that clear?
因为今天这个世界上有很多哥哥这样的人。
Because there's so many elder brothers living in this world right now.
就像那个访问川普总统的那个女记者一样，这样的人是很多的，定罪别人的人是很多的。
Just like the interview in the video clip we're seeing, there's so many people that try to like condemn other people.
但是像川普总统这样的人是很少的。
But like when Trump say that word freely, that's not many people would say that.
他说的一个事实，别人是罪人，我们也是罪人呐。
Basically, he's telling truth. Other people doing bad things, similar, we're the same, but we're doing bad things too.
所以都要认罪悔改。
So we all need to repent.
好，我们今天来从圣经的经文，我们再一次看到罪人的罪。
So today from the Bible, let's see again the sin of a sinner.
事实上，我们看到一种更加可怕、邪恶的罪，就是他不仅心里充满各样的罪，跟别人一样，他尤其是把自己放到上帝的位置上。
And we may see an even terrified sin is that they not only feel the sin, but they put themselves in the position of God.
所以他当了审判官。他去定罪别人
，so he become a judge. He condemn other people.
那这样的是非常非常危险。
And those are very, very dangerous.
啊，其实他这不仅仅是对别人的无情，他更是对上帝极大的冒犯。有些事情是只能神做，人不能做的。
It's not only like he's not don't have a compassion to other people. He more worse than he's completely offend God. Certain things only God can do, people cannot do.
但是这里呢，我还是要说掉，这是不是我们就永远不要指出别人的错误呢？永远不要给别人提意见？当然不是的。
Of course, I want to be clear. That doesn't mean we never just point at other people's wrong or point at other people's wrongdoing. That's not what I meant here.
我们在其他的主义信息当中，我们其实反复讨论这个问题，反复谈到这个问题，并不是这样。但这里说到的是论断，这里关键是断，就定了断这件事情，那是上帝才能做。
And here, what we see here, we talk about this a lot, but here we're seeing is the judgment, and that's it. This thing only God can do.
就他永远就这样了，他注定下地狱了，他永远是不会变了。那这就叫断了，那谁能断呢？那只有神能断。
And this basically determined this is the group of people they deserve to go to hell. They will always go to hell, and that's something it's not human being can do. Only God can do it.
但是我可以帮助他改啊，他可以改，他可以认罪悔改，这个是可以。
Of course, we see somebody in sin, we can help them to repent, and of course, this we can.
所以呢，这就是奥古斯丁讲过一句话哈。就是任何圣徒，他都有一个不堪回首的过去。
So just like St. Augustine said, all the sin has his past.
那任何罪人呢？ 他都可能会有一个 就是未来的圣徒， 他都可能会成为未来的圣徒。
Basically, all the sin has its sin of past, and all the sinner is a possible to have a future of a sin.
所以就是那个唱写奇异恩典的那个歌的作者啊， 就约翰牛顿， 他讲过这样的一句话。
So the author of the, we are familiar with the Amazing Grace, that John Newton, and he said,
我们都知道他以前是个很糟糕的罪人啊，结果他说这样一句话，他说当我真正认识耶稣基督的恩典之后，我再不能轻看贬低任何人。
And he said one thing, we know that he used to be a very terrible sinner, right? And when he repented, he said, when I truly now experience the grace of God, then I will not be able to despise anybody.
好，我们最后我们一起起立，我们来读两处圣经经文。
So let's stand in conclusion, let's stand up, let's read two places of the scripture.
我们一起看到屏幕上的经文，我们先来读罗马书的第二章的第一节到第五节。
Let's read Romans chapter 2, verse 1 to 5。好，一节起。你这论断人的，无论你是谁，也无可推诿。你在什么事上论断人，就在什么事上定自己的罪。因你这论断人的，自己所行的却和别人一样。我们知道这样行的人，神必照真理审判他。 你这人哪，你论断行这样事的人，自己所行的却和别人一样，你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢？你竟认着你刚硬不悔改的心，为自己积蓄愤怒，以致神震怒，显他公义审判的日子来到。
我们再来读约翰一书的一章八到九节。我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们来祷告。我们在天上的爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
把你的话语赐给我们。你圣经中的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。Your
word is the lamp upon feet, light upon path.
让我们不要落到我们自己自以为义的黑暗当中。So
let us not fall into self-righteousness and those type of darkness.
让我们来到上帝的光中，看清我们自己的本相，更也看清神的恩典。So
we come to the light of God, so we can see the truth about self, and also we see the grace of God.
当我们越看清自己原来罪人的本相的时候，我们心越是看见神的爱。
The more we can see our truth as a sinner, then we can more we can see the love of God.
我们越是从神得着信心和力量，我们活出一个重生的生命，能够与我们蒙召的恩能够相称。
Then we have the strength and the faith, we can live a life that worthy of the calling grace.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
好，感谢冯高弟兄带给我们的信息。那我们一起起立来唱回应诗歌三一颂。 好，弟兄姐妹们请坐。接下来我们是欢迎新朋友的时间，有没有新朋友？